We'll look some more into the future and see what's going to be happening with the robots. The robots are coming. They are here, and they will be coming in ever-increasing numbers. How will it impact our lives? We'll be talking about that some more. Right now, let's go ahead and take a look at what happened with regards to elections. Had a number of women elected to office this year to Congress, Republicans and Democrats. And I tell you what, with the record numbers, over 100 women elected to office in D.C. And I want to say congratulations to the women who ran. Congratulations to the many, many people who said, you know what? We are convinced that women can do a good job representing their constituents and helping to run this nation in the process. I've been having this conversation off and on for a few weekends regarding women in leadership, and the focus has been politics and business. And as I've said, I think that it is good for us to consider, seriously consider, having women help run the nation. They help run our households. They help run our churches. They help run our businesses. Why not the country? So hats off to those of you ladies who ran for office, whether you won or not. Some of you had some close races that you did not win. I still say hats off to you, even for the close races. Hats off to the Americans who say we're not going to vote based on gender. We're going to vote based on what we see to be as qualifying components, qualifying characteristics of the individual running. More than 100 women elected. The Democrats really, really did very well when it comes to women running. Thing is, the women did not get the support that they should have gotten, especially black women, did not get the support from the Democratic Party that they should have gotten. And yet, many of them won. In fact, helped the Democratic Party take the House. So the big question becomes now, will the Democratic leadership, the ones who decide who gets to get a seat at the table, will they take women in general, black women in particular, more seriously and start making seats at the table? All you have to do, really and truly, is get a bigger table. If necessary, just get a bigger table. I don't think you necessarily have to move anyone from the table who's already seated at the table. Simply get a bigger table and add more chairs. And bring these women to the table who have been doing such an outstanding job of helping the Democratic Party move forward. So many of these Democratic women won, they helped, and some of them put themselves, put their own names on the ballots because the Democratic establishment would not support them. But the people who cast the ballots, of course the politicians cast their ballots too, but not them, the others. We the people cast those ballots and put a lot of these women in office anyway. I think that says a lot of positive about we the people in that regard. We're willing to make up our own minds. And what will happen if the establishment continues to ignore, dismiss, disregard, overlook these people who keep doing so much for that party? The Democrats took the House. Democratic women did well. Democrats in general did well. Not in the Senate, of course. The Republicans picked up more seats, a few more seats in the Senate. And here's the thing. I've got to take my hat off to the Democrats and to the people who voted for the Democrats for this reason in particular. We have known for quite some time that the Republicans had done an awesome job of coming up with some really interesting gerrymandering when they came up with the ways that they would draw the districts to their advantage. And even with the Republicans having drawn the districts to their advantage, there were still enough people saying we care about health care and other issues that are important to the Democrats that the Democrats still took the House, even in light of the gerrymandering that has been drawn to the advantage of the Republicans. That's one of the things that we'll be looking at down the road in the near future. It will be time to draw the lines again. And we have more Democrats in the governor's mansions across the nation. And the governors play a major role in how districts, in determining how districts will be drawn, how those district maps will be drawn. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Should the party that is in control of the state house, governor's mansion, be the one that gets to draw these districts and draw them to their advantage? Or should there be some kind of way of forming a nonpartisan entity? Nonpartisan, truly nonpartisan entity. However that would be done, either nonpartisan or bipartisan. Equal number of Republicans, equal number of Democrats, independents. I think we need to have them represented as well. And have that group draw the maps in each state. Or do you prefer that one party be able to draw those maps? My guess is, if you're for the party drawing, no doubt you probably want the party to draw the districts when it's your party that's in power, and you probably don't want the parties to draw the districts when it's the other party that's in power. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What should be done? What do you suppose would truly be fair, or at the very least, most fair? Because I'm not going to pretend that we can get it 100% fair, but if we can get it 80% fair, 85% fair, what do you think is the approach we should use? When we come back, let's take a look at the ethnic makeup of some of the winners of this year's elections.